the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show, and it is Thursday, November 16th, 2017. T-minus 1 week and counting until Thanksgiving, and well, I think you can basically wrap it all up in the simple phrase of it's the most wonderful time of the year. And there's certainly plenty to do in and around Michigan's Great Southwest, especially focused on the city of St. Joseph and environs, thanks to the hard work of a great team at St. Joseph Today. It's time for the Wow Factor. And in the house, the executive director of St. Joe Today, Amy Zabel. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Pat. How was your trip last week?
It was amazing.
Really? We missed you.
But there's no place like home.
There's no place like
and
home.
And nobody can match. I don't care where the sunsets were. Mm-hmm. There's nobody that matches the sunsets right here on the Lake Michigan coast.
I couldn't agree more with you. It's perfect here, isn't it? It is paradise.
Yep. Well, there's going to be some great fun already starting tomorrow, but I don't want to supersede. I'll let you take it away.
Well, we've got Luminary Fest tomorrow.
I know.
23rd annual, Pat. Are you going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Be down taking pictures, as always.
Yep. So it's a wonderful time of year. It's a wonderful place to be. Downtown St. Joe is lit up by... It's always a care. We've got to be careful with that phrase, right?
Yeah. A bazillion.
It's a magical place.
It's a bazillion.
With a thousand luminaries that are set up by volunteers, St. Joe Today staff, and then the local Interact clubs. And it makes our beautiful downtown at a time that is not beautiful like summer, not snowy yet, but this beautiful, magical time. It's so welcoming. It's such a warm feeling. There's so many of our local people downtown shopping and seeing each other and just sharing in a wonderful night. So
absolutely.
Yep.
And it's like old home time, you know. They say it's like old home week, you know. But it is. You go down and you go, I haven't seen you in months.
It's like the holiday winter version of the Mike York Car Show.
There you go.
It's more of a reunion than anything else.
Yeah.
But we have so many things going on. Our merchants, those small business owners who just depend on local support so much, offer tons of different specials, whether it's a cup of hot chocolate or some cookies or a glass of wine or some cheese and crackers. Zoop and Bigby are offering free soup and coffee samples. The Bistro is offering some great samples down at the Welcome Center. And new this year, to support all that shopping that you're going to do, Pat, for your wife and maybe for me, the St. Joe's Today will offer free gift wrap. So the Interact Club are going to be down in our Welcome Center. You can drop off your packages after shopping, go get a glass of wine, a cocktail, something to eat.
Come back and they'll be all done.
You'll be ready. It's the most stress-free way to approach the holidays, isn't it? So it's just a great night to be out and around downtown. We'll have free gift wrapping on Saturday as well. So whatever you don't get done on Friday, come on back on Saturday and show the love of your community through engaged and vigorous shopping.
Yeah. And you're doing that next weekend too, aren't you? For Small Business Saturday.
We are. It's something new we're offering, and it's a great way to engage local people, you know, our teenagers, our high school, middle schoolers in our downtown area. Mm-hmm. It's such an important and vital part of our city and our community. It's a great way to just have them meet their neighbors, take part in something. The gift wrapping is free. They'll have a little donation bucket if you want to throw something in. Mm-hmm. And anything they raise will support their projects and programs around town. So
very cool.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Win-win all the way around.
It sure is, Pat. But we've got more to do this weekend.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
There's a lot. When you're done with downtown St. Joe, the Livery has live music. The Buck Burgers and Brew have live music. Watermark Brewing has date night out of the Casa from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. There's Silver Harbor Brewing has beer and cheese pairing through November 20th. So beer and cheese, come on. We're going, right?
Hello. Sign me up.
Lazy Ballerina has, it's their cranberry wine release weekend. So just tons of stuff to do on Friday. And then if you are still feeling up for it, on Saturday, the Journeyman Distillery starts their Autumn Artisan Market, both Saturday and Sunday. So get some more shopping done and enjoy some great craft cocktails while you're there. Surrette Nature Sale Center has a book sale. Bistro on the Boulevard has a great event called the Food and Wine Affair from 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. it supports the at-risk youth programming for ARS Gallery. So as you know, Anna Russo does a great job with I Am the Greatest program, and just gives so many of our young people a place to feel welcome and at home and creative in this just really great safe area, and does a great job with it. Urban Garage Market has a Bring Your Own Piece at 10 a.m., and you can work on it there.
Okay.
Curious Kids has Super Saturday Pictograph from noon to 4 for those younger visitors and residents. 12 Corners has a their Nouveau Wine Release Party from noon to 4 on Saturday. Howard Performing Arts has Andrews University Symphony Orchestra at 8 p.m. There's a case sale going on at Lake Michigan Vintners. Papa Vino's has live music. North Pier Brewing has a harvest party at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to that, too? We are busy this weekend, Pat, you and I.
Yeah, I know. I've got a lot of stuff. I got to look at my calendar. I've been gone for so long, I don't even know what's on the calendar.
You have to do laundry, right?
Yeah, well, I already did that.
Good. On Sunday, the Blonde Winery has live music featuring Chris Baer. Again, that Journeyman Distillery has their autumn artisan market. They also have brunch on Sundays, which is pretty amazing. Howard Performing Arts on Sunday has Anthem Lights. Bistro on the Boulevard has Wine Down from 5 p.m. to close. The Olive Cart has online gift sales and purchases, specials with $25 cash card with $100 purchase. Just so much to do. I did forget to mention, too, that Third Coast Surf Shop just today and Small Business Saturday has a special. A $200 purchase will get you a $25 gift card.
Excellent.
I know, that's pretty good, isn't
it? So that's like, you know, you buy something for somebody and you get a gift too.
You sure do. That's my favorite kind of sale.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's just a ton of stuff to do in Michigan's Great Southwest. More than anything, I'd invite our local folks and their visitors, our visitors, to just spread the joy and spread the love around our community, whether it's in downtown St. Joe or anywhere in Michigan's Great Southwest.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, too, that, you know, a lot of these shopkeepers in downtown St. Joe, you know, rely on the holiday season. You know, well, retailers everywhere, you know, rely on the holiday season. You know, they called Black Friday for a reason. You know, because back in the day, that was when the ink on the ledger turned from red to black.
Yes.
You're finally making some money,
right,
as opposed to losing money,
right,
you know, during the course of your. And, you know, so many of them are working hard to make a difference in your life, you know,
yes,
to do with little things like providing gift wrapping for you and you know, the customer service that you're not going to find in a lot of the big box stores where you can wander sometimes and go, is anybody here that can even check me out?
Right. You know, and it's funny because the malls and Targets and all those big stores have a place for sure.
Yeah.
But I always kind of leave a little hot and sweaty and feeling guilty for something. I'm not sure what. Somehow when you go to a small business, whether it's a restaurant or a retailer or whatever it might be, that person is putting their whole heart and soul in that business.
Yeah.
It makes their it makes their life. It allows them to be part of our community. It makes our community better.
Absolutely.
So somehow the ability to go in, purchase something, look at something, whatever it might be, to have that interaction and that transaction with someone who might be your neighbor,
yeah,
or a coach on a local ball team or,
yeah,
volleyball, attract, whatever it might be, it has such a good feeling to it. So you,
yeah,
kind of walk out and say, you know what, I got what I needed. And it was a pleasant transaction.
Yeah.
I supported my community in every way.
Yep. And, you know, my slogan when I ran the chamber for many years,
mm-hmm,
was, you know, shop us first. There's more here than you know. Because I realize you can't get everything that you want,
sure,
here. But at least try. You know, look, yep, for the things that you can get here. And then,
yep,
if you have to go somewhere else, you,
yep,
can go somewhere else.
And those stores, too, what they have, the stores, the restaurants, are all so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's local artisans.
Well, if you want proof, look at the summertime around here,
yes,
and the people that flock here to see those people, to shop,
yes,
in those places and everything. You know, we have the advantage of going whenever we want.
Right. It's their vacation place. It's our home.
Yeah.
So that ability is, it's an amazing thing. And there's not just are there unique things. There are more things that you never imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
All righty. Well, there's your wow factor for this Thursday morning. Folks can find you downtown at?
at 301 State Street, and we'll be there all night tomorrow waiting with just waiting to see you and wrap your gifts. And you can always check us out online at stjoetoday.com, and you can call us at the Welcome Center at 269-985-1111. And we are so excited to see you.
All righty. Thanks, Pat. All right.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. Amy Zapel, Executive Director, St. Joe Today with the Wow Factor for this Thursday morning.